Anyways, welcome everyone to another episode of The Guild of Brockhart, brought to you by AED&D. You're here with Bork 17, Die Danger, Knervish Splurgan, and the Man Bear. Before we begin, no real announcements, but make sure you like, subscribe, review, rate, all the good stuff, jazz, and it helps us out. And everyone place their tokens on the map. I have a mountaintop map for you all. You should be able to see it on Roll20.
Sweet.
So, as you're doing that, last time on the Guild of Brockhart, our adventurers got done, our adventurers headed out from the Quodeth on the way to Akasai, where they have their business to deal with. And so we have Gale, who, you know, has his mission to Akasai, and his accompanying adventurers that have taken upon the quest of that Gale posted. They started off, and Gale wanted to, you know, test their abilities, so everyone took turns shoring off, killing some skeletons from a strategized skeleton spawner, or strategic skeleton spawner placed there. They headed out through into the mountains after that, and they it got a little dicey, got a little windy, got a little cold, a little hard to breathe up there, but they, because the air's thin, you know, they made it successfully through all the winding turns and crossing onto the nice little mountain pass where, or this nice little flat part where Peak actually fell off way back when. And that's where they decided to, you know, spend the night. Before they actually did that, though, Colton, their guide for this trip, ended up telling, mentioning to Gale that a lot of the reports of the troll attacks happened at the top, or when people were resting here for the night in this location. So they decide to, you know, watch guard for every night. And besides, not Gnomeface. Yeah, besides Gnomeface playing a prank on Gale as he woke up, or to wake him up, the nights went off without a hitch. And yeah, so we're going to join our group as everyone's waking up in the morning, ready to start the day.
Okay, so who was last on the guard? That was Tonya and Bartholomew, right?
Yes.
So they're probably waking everybody up. And whenever they wake me up, I just make sure everybody's up, and I, before trying to, you know, make a statement or gather everybody up, I just talk to Colton. I want to just get Colton to the side and be like, hey, Colton.
Oh, hello, Sir Gale. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Colton. So you'll notice we weren't attacked by trolls last night.
Luckily, that is true.
You say luckily, but our entire mission as knights was to eradicate trolls. In a sense, I was almost banking on that happening.
I mean, I'm not here to tell you what your mission or what your job is for this trip. I'm just here to get you to Akasai. If we have to explore the mountains a little more so you can find the troll's habitat, sure, but that is not my primary objective. It might be yours, no, but...
Of course, I know you and I have different jobs, but this is why I'm asking you, as our guide. Since trolls didn't attack us here, and this is where, indeed, we have heard the attacks came from, could you guide us to their most likely lair while the sun is up?
I can try. I don't exactly know where the trolls are, and never went looking for the trolls. But there are some other paths that aren't on the way that aren't headed to Akasai that we could definitely, you know, look around and see if there's some habit, some trolls hanging around there.
Indeed, I fear this might be our only option. But I must ask, these paths, how long do you think it will take to check most of them before we need a rest again? We may have to return here again tonight if they are too long.
Are you talking like resting as in being exhausted or resting for the end of the day?
The end of the day, of course.
I don't know. It depends on how long we take to get there. We do have a caravan, so some of these paths we won't be able to take that caravan down. Keep that in mind.
Let's begin with the easiest paths first. I imagine trolls need some room to walk.
I mean, yeah, we can. Ooh, that's definitely easily done. But most of the easy paths are to get us through the mountains. Not too many of the extra paths, I'll call them, are pruned enough for vehicles because they're not the ones that people travel. If you understand me.
I do. Let me confer with my fellow knights. And okay. They're there with me.
I'm moving you guys around real quick on the map. Because this circle over here is the camp. This is where you guys would be waking up. And I have to grab a character for Colton. In a general layout, the red rectangle here is the caravan that's with you guys. The circle is that little fort that the people made to protect from the winds.
All right.
So you may go ahead and talk with your fellow knights.
Actually, let's bring everybody in. I could gather more wisdom from more heads. So I gather the group. Everybody, draw in.
Okay.
Everyone, you know, comes around. I mean, they're not far away from you. You guys are like maybe 30 feet away from each other since that's where you guys slept. Like, everyone's right here. They're just like waking up and like still a little groggy sometimes.
We were attacked last night, so, and though some of you may consider that a fortunate turn of events, our mission is to clear the path, and trolls are still afoot, as far as we are aware, so this mission cannot be accomplished until we hunt down said trolls and eliminate them. And so,
I thought our mission was to escort the caravan, and trolls were a possibility, if I remember correctly from the quest that I read on the quest board, that is. I interrupt him.
In terms of technicality, yes, it is to escort the caravan, but the caravan will not continue until after the path is cleared. And so we are at an impasse. This path is not strictly safe, as I'm aware. I'm not sure if the trolls are still around here or off of any offshoots of this path, but the path is not safe by my knowledge. And we do have time to check. If anybody has any knowledge regarding trolls' habitual behavior, that would be most helpful since we are going to be doing a bit of a hunt for troll lairs this day.
Anybody know a troll call?
Anybody know anything about trolls?
We could use the goat as bait.
Bruce chimes in, he's like, I don't know, I could just make a whole lot of noise and see if they come running.
This is true. Does anybody know if trolls come out during the day? I've heard that most attacks were at night.
You look around and there's a whole bunch of shrugging, like, You get the vibe that pretty much none of them have hunted trolls before, that, yeah, they're just here to follow your guidance.
Okay, well, rather than making a racket and drawing a target on ourselves, I'm operating under the... What?
Gnomeface is saying use the goat. The goat can be bait.
Immediately draw a target on ourselves. Or make the trolls...
If we draw the troll in with the goat, we can ambush the troll.
See, I'm have a hunch that the troll isn't going to come out of its lair right now. If anything, this is just going to make it hunker down more. Feel like
How are you not getting what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're talking about bait.
Yeah. When we hide.
Why is
it so it doesn't know we're here? And use the other little dude, the guy who's just short, slightly taller than me, use his goat as bait while we hide.
And how are you not understanding what I'm saying? If you were asleep in the middle of the night and you heard, I don't know, a brownie hit the ground 20 feet away from where you were sleeping, would you really get up or would you just wait until you were done sleeping?
How do you know trolls are nocturnal or not? Trolls might not be nocturnal. That's why we weren't attacked last night. The troll was asleep.
I want to do a wisdom check just to see if I know anything about troll behavior.
You're going to have to roll really high.
I mean, we can probably guess based on the reported attacks. When were the attacks?
At night. This is where I'm drawing all of my conclusions from.
At night, early morning?
To correction, you do not know when the attacks happened.
Oh.
You only know that this is the common spot because people stay here for a period of time when they're resting, which is why this is the only assumption you can make is that they were attacked here and the trolls know this place is a location that adventurers hang out for a period of time versus like the paths where people are just walking through.
Okay, well, I suppose I did make a few assumptions, but I roll a 23, not that.
That is actually not bad.
Do I know enough to at least tell what time they sleep at?
You know that it depends upon what the trill is hunting. If the trill is hunting something nocturnal, the trill itself will become nocturnal. You know they have varying sleep schedule depending upon what they're trying to hunt. They kind of live their own terms. They don't care about the sun. They live in a cave. That's what you know.
So, Wolfface, your idea is actually quite excellent. We could simply bait them out.
That's what I... Not in-game, out-of-game. That's what I was waiting for. I'm waiting for the blowback here.
I know you've been waiting for that, which is why I've been purposely not hearing you, but now that there's two people on Team Kill My Goat, I think we need to have a conversation.
What's that, Sven? You have some problems with this plan. It sounds quite good to me.
Wilhelm's like family. And I won't have you bring him to harm.
Like family, you say? Are you related to this goat?
I hope not. That would give me some questions.
What if we could guarantee his safety, but we just use him as bait? Because in all fairness, I know I am playing towards killing the goat, but the goat hasn't actually done anything to Gnomeface yet. This is purely a logical plan.
All right, if we can guarantee no harm comes to Wilhelm. Oh, he's getting extra treats. He's getting that good feed.
We know trolls live in caves. And as long as we can guarantee the safety of the goat, we could use it as bait to get the troll out of the cave and ambush it. So my plan is we find a cave near here. We plant the goats, say, 50 feet outside the cave. If Sven can control it anyway to make it make noise or defecate or whatever to make it attract the troll, that's a plus. We have somebody on standby to get the goat out of there as soon as the troll shows up. And the rest of us ambush the fuck out of the troll or trolls.
Have we narrowed it down to any particular cave?
We have not. And we don't know the exact terrain or geography outside of the direct path to Akasai and the path back to Quodith. So there are various offshoots. That's not true.
Bolton knows all the paths in these mountains.
Oh.
He told you that his job entails bringing you guys through the mountains, guiding you through the mountains.
Okay.
But he does know the paths in and out, meta-wise.
Okay, well, yes. We know of paths.
Look at his character. Doesn't that guy know a lot of paths?
That guy knows a lot of paths.
Oh, I should have left it. I forgot Donnie's computer's slow. By the way, Donnie, your mic's in your way.
I do not see Colton's character.
Oh, he just moved.
And I am reloading the page since I don't see the map either. I had this problem last time, too.
You'll be fine. You'll just pretty much be blind.
Oh, I'm sure. I could also just look at your Twitch and see what's happening on that.
True. Might just be quicker.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't see the map, but I'm just going to roleplay it. Colton can show us the path most likely to have like large creatures in it. I'd say we start with that and try to bait him out with Gnome Face's plan. Is anybody opposed to this plan?
No. It's my plan. Why would I be opposed?
Bruce is like, hey, as long as I get to smash a goat in the face with a hammer, I'm happy.
Not a goat, Bruce. The thing attacking the goat.
Troll, my bad. Sorry. As long as you're gonna smash something with a hammer, I'm happy.
Okay.
Tonya actually shows like expresses some empathy like for the goat, like concern. Bartholomew could care less. He's just sitting there.
If you're concerned, Tonya, and Sven, of course, we will all be ready to jump to the goat's defense the first sign of danger. It is not the goat being ambushed, but the troll. Remember this. Be vigilant, but for the most part, be confident. This goat is not the one in danger. It is that which we hunt. Who is in danger?
Bruce Shine. Yeah, very inspiring words right there. Leader.
No. Well, thank you. Well, if there's no further ado.
All right. So as this is going on, you guys end up hearing a. Oh, oh, oh.
I raise my eyebrow.
Hello. Oh, oh. Like you hear an echo from the distance of someone yelling out, hello.
Perception check for the direction.
Okay.
going on. I think that our head play and excited to be the thing that says that's all this going to be.
17.
You can tell it's coming from the north.
I look north. It's coming from that way.
Where's the edge of the cliff?
So someone chimes in like, hey, I'm pretty sure I heard it from this direction. And they point like the opposite direction of you.
No, that's just useless.
And
I look at...
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, I look at Colton and I go, strangers don't really matter to me. I want to kill a troll. Where's the nearest cave?
What if the stranger gets attacked by a troll?
Yes, there's knights we can't ignore. A civilian in danger.
Colton's like, we're going to have to go on the beaten path, or off the beaten path. But, like, I don't know, we could find one. And while you guys are talking, you hear it again.
I do another perception check just to verify which direction I think is coming from.
This time it's coming, you spec it out coming from the east.
Okay. East, like northeast or just east?
No. You think it's east.
Okay, I have a strong feeling it's coming from the east. I really feel it.
Colton chimes up. He's like, and how are you speculating this?
It's a knight's intuition. I can sense the peril of a civilian in danger.
Yeah, but what are you basing your direction off of?
The sound, the way it sounds. Just the sound.
He goes, look around. Do you see all these mountains and all these peaks and all this airspace up here? And lack thereof in some spaces?
Oh, yeah, I guess I can see why that would bounce around a bit.
Yeah. Okay. He's like, yeah, so you don't... You can yell anything up here. And... it could come from a different direction every time. Because it just bounces around up here.
Well, if there's no pinpointing its exact location, then I guess we're best off following Known Faces' plan, going with original route, following the largest path, and we're just as likely as any other path to find whoever's in danger. Maybe we'll kill two birds with one stone. This person might be under assault by trolls, for all we know.
All right, you hear it one more time.
Damn, everybody keep your ears out.
Now, so since you brought in a lot of focus to it, everyone roll a charisma check. No, a will save. What's that?
Wisdom.
Is will wisdom or is it con?
I would say intelligence, honestly. No, but
you could be really smart and really unwilling.
Yeah, but you could be really wise and willing to do whatever the fuck anybody else tells you.
No, what's a D&D will save? Is that con?
Pretty sure it's wisdom. Right, Adam? I mean, Sven?
Will got converted to wisdom. Con used to be fortitude.
Okay.
Yeah, I was right. It's wisdom. I mean, it's just the only thing that makes sense to me.
Can you roll for the other people, too?
I can roll for my two knights. I don't know what their mods are. Let me check.
Just do a plus one.
Alright.
Net 20 and 13 for the other three peoples.
15 and 16 for the two nights.
Damn, you all just decided to roll high this morning. All right, Gail, you're the only one that gets, you have this strong feeling inside of you to respond.
Hello! Where are you?
You go to the edge. I mean, this thing's like a big oval circle. You go more towards the edge so that, you know, if anyone's lower, they can hear it. And yes, you yell out and you can hear, as you yell out, like the echo's coming back and the echo's going off in the distance and coming back. Like, just a very variety of sounds.
A variety?
Like, a variety of times that you're hearing yourself. Like, the echoes are just nuts up here. And it makes you want to do it again.
Where are you?
Wait, what did Bruce roll?
I don't know. I just rolled for all three of them. You can pick whichever ones you want.
Somebody got a nat 20.
Tonya, Bartholomew, and Bruce. Whichever one you want of the three.
Alright, well, as you're doing that, Bruce kind of gets excited and he's like, hey, that looks like fun. And then he joins you and starts yelling. Like, hello!
I have a feeling this is some sort of trap and we're going to get fucked in the face.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of trap it is.
Or you can
join in. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Hello! Do you need assistance?
That you hear does not actually come out clearly. Like, the assistance part just doesn't carry. Help maybe would carry.
You but need help?
To the rest of you, those two are standing on, like, different parts, just, you know, hollering out. Gail is more or less trying to call to the person calling to you guys, and Bruce is just yelling out different sounds because it's fun.
What a bunch of fun.
I mean, I would if I was on the top of the mountain. Like, those echoes are insane.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm shouting.
Any of you guys doing anything?
I'm trying to figure out how I want to roleplay this. Part of me, I think Gnome Face is literally just going to blast a firebolt into the air. This is either going to trigger whatever trap I think is happening or get everybody to shut the fuck up. So yeah, I'm just going to blast a firebolt into the air.
Are you going to go out into open space or are you going to stay behind the little fort and...
Oh, I'm staying behind cover.
All right, roll a d20. You successfully dodge blowing up the fort, and the fireball goes into the air.
Is this an enclosed fort? I thought it was, like, just an encampment.
No, there's walls and everything, and that there's an opening for, like, the smoke to leave in the top, but that's a small circle on the top. But, like, you have walls and, like, part of, like, a angled, like, roofish.
Oh, I thought we were just in, like, a capping ring with, like, a fence. Well, I'm glad I rolled high. Otherwise, that would have been disastrous.
Yeah, that would have been. Well, at that point, everyone stops and looks at you. And then the other two stop yelling and they're like, where'd that fireball come from?
I kind of shrug my shoulders and I go, if you're trying to get their attention, I bet you that got their attention.
Sven, get the goat.
For what?
If that got their attention, we need to be prepared to ambush them.
They'll thinking they're a person.
If that got their attention, they're coming here. Right? Goat or no?
All right, I was thinking trolls for a second there. My mind wandered. Yes. Holy shit. I just listened. Do we hear any more calls?
You don't hear any more calls, no.
After we don't hear any calls for a while, I want to say 5 to 10 minutes time. If you pass, if nothing else happens, I want to pipe up and be like, can we go look for the troll now?
Are you guys going to talk about anything else? Or are you guys just going to be sitting there waiting?
Going to wait about a good half minute, but I'm not going to wait 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
It's a half minute pass.
Yeah. This is all on you guys. Like, what's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's just however long you delay it.
I feel like a person would have called back by now. They may be in mortal peril.
Okay, so to get you out of your current thought, the calls beforehand were approximately like 5 to 10 minutes in between each other. You don't know if you heard anything calling back while you guys were yelling, because you were yelling. You may not have heard them calling back while Bruce started yelling too. So then you guys stopped yelling, and then you waited a minute. Well, we'll say it's been like 2 minutes after you stopped yelling. And in the terms of frequency, like when you heard them or heard the sound calling to you, it was like every 10 minutes.
Okay. So before that fireball, I may have assumed that there's a potential that they were deaf. But now I'm starting to wonder if they're blind and deaf. They very much need our help.
Yeah, top of the mountain's rough place to be for that.
So, yes.
Hold on.
Indeed, it would be most likely five long on a narrow.
We have a little freeze there. All right, say what you're going to say again.
I feel like it would be most likely to find them on a broad path, since someone who's both blind and deaf wouldn't survive long on a narrow one. So.
Yeah, but Colton said we're supposed to go off the beaten path to find the troll. Do we want to split the party, or are we going to give up looking for the troll and go look for this random person?
We don't have to split up to look for both. Let's just head on to largest path Colton knows that isn't on the way to Akasai. And if we don't find it when we're on our way to Akasai, maybe we will.
What are you guys' wisdoms?
Plus 4.
Plus 5.
You're talking to Gnomeface, so you're looking at him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're plus 5.
I mean, like,
yes.
Okay.
Everybody hears me, so if there's any objections or interjections, feel free to bring it. I do just think it'd be wisest to go on the largest path that isn't on the way to Akasai.
I figure when Colton said off the beaten path, he meant, like, game trails, not just some random path that doesn't head to Akasai.
What does everybody else think? I just think big path. Trolls, they're not small. So, I generally lean what's an easy path to traverse for a large creature. If anybody knows any more or has differing opinions, speak now.
Wait, were you asking Colton or were you just asking the group?
The group.
I mean, Colton chimes up. Like, I mean, yeah, we can see people going up. Like, I can bring you like to the paths or whatever. But like, yeah. Well, once we get to them, but there's none of the paths are right here. There's one or two behind us that we passed along here, and there's a bunch more ahead. Like, there's another one of these rest stops further on the mountains. We just have to get from here to there.
Once I see whatever I see, I kind of point behind Colton, and I go, I point behind Gale, and I go, I think our troll found us. I say it very calmly, too. Like, I'm not freaking out or anything. I'm just like, troll found us.
I turn around calmly, because for some reason he's not surprised.
I'm going to wait for Sven to come back. Just to include him in this thing. Also, I tried to whisper you beforehand, except I forgot to... I forgot it's like W and then you pick the person. I just type whispers, and I'm glad that it didn't go to everyone.
Yeah.
Just imagine that being bad, just a whisper to everyone. Oops.
Whisper to everybody. Okay, everybody keep this a secret. Dude, I was about ready to just go mountain hopping. This is going to be a very long endeavor if the trolls didn't come to us.
You were ready to go off after the first thing. I was the one trying to go after the troll.
Well, I mean, like, you got to start somewhere, right?
I had different plans.
Yeah. That's usually how it works.
I thought of this earlier today, and... Or actually a day or two ago, and I'm like, this is good. So it was going to happen. All right, repeat what you said now that Sven's back.
Gale and Colton were talking.
I saw the troll climbing up the mountain behind, or I saw something. Sorry, I don't know if it's a troll or not. I saw something climbing up the mountain behind Gale.
So very calmly, I kind of point behind Gale, and I go, I think the troll found us.
Just turn my head because he's not surprised. So it just doesn't dawn on me like right away that what that means. So I kind of just look behind me.
All right, you turn around and you see something from this distance. It's not that big, but you see something that like looks like a troll that, you know, just got done climbing to onto the mountaintop.
I'm gonna holler hello and see if it hollers back.
While he's hollering and while Gale is looking, can I do something that is both kind of testing and also mischievous?
Of course.
Sweet. While I'm pointing, because you know I said I point behind Gale, I want to channel a spark, just a simple spark. I'm not going full on kill because I don't know if this is a bad guy or not. I'm more so trying to, like, stun him. But I want it to go right past Gale's ear and then connect with the guy that I see, or the thing that I see.
Okay. At this distance, I mean, it is a troll. You can hit easily enough. To make it past Gale's ear, you have to roll above a DC of 20.
Roll above 20?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get that lucky. Sorry, Gale, you might be getting a spark bolt in your ear cavity.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're definitely getting a spark bolt in your ear cavity. I rolled a nat one.
Well, somebody describe what happens.
It could have gone better.
So, Gnome Face, trying to get the upper hand. And trying to get the, trying to be funny, decides to shoot a spark right past Gale to, you know, give him a little fright. And also, you know, hit the troll, you know, why not? Free shot. Well, he ended up, getting distracted at the last second and moved his hand. And ends up hitting, Gale right in the back. Roll damage.
Sorry, man. Watch, this is going to be a max roll, too.
I mean, you said it, so now it's not going to happen.
Shooting me in the back
is a D8. Oh, close. 7.
As soon as I turn my head and I feel, you know, the shot to the back of my head, I turn around and look at Gnome Face. My fists are actually up.
I look completely shocked and apologetic and like I was not planning this in any way.
You look shocked, really?
No, yeah. Pun intended, I guess.
What ploy was this?
I start apologizing profusely. I was like, I didn't mean to shoot you. It was Sven. He called hello, and I jumped a little.
Well, if nothing else happens, I'm going to approach Gnomeface with my fist up.
You're more than welcome to do so.
Same side. Troll's coming. Fight troll. We can do it.
Yeah, that's what you said last time. Before you shot me in the head. You can see it. No, I'm not going to do it again. You shot me last time.
Can I roll a charisma check to see if I can get him to believe me?
Yes. Donnie, what's your charisma?
Low. It's a minus one.
21! He believes me.
I don't even have to figure out what your DC is, but yeah.
Alright. I look behind me. I don't want to, but I do.
The troll's a lot closer. It's probably like half the distance of what it was.
Everyone prepare for battle!
I kind of wipe my brow a little bit. And I back up slowly. And that's where I stand.
Okay, I'm going to say go back to where you were.
Okay.
So after Gale turns around and says, everyone prepare for battle, around that time, the troll actually sees you guys as it's close enough now. It like roars. So everyone roll initiative.
What are my knights? Plus ones?
Yeah, just do plus ones for them.
Okay, I rolled a 9. Whoa. This is really just not ready after being shot in the back like that.
I didn't even mean to do that. Plus 4. And that 20 for me.
Plus 5 for one of the knights.
And then 18, 8, and 10 for Tonya, Bartholomew, and Bruce.
14 for knight number 2.
And rolled a nat 1.
Okay, Tonya?
Yeah, that could have gone better.
I rolled 18, 8, and 10. So Tonya could be the 18, Bartholomew the 8, and Bruce the 10.
Okay, what were the two knights?
5 and 14.
Dad, I bless you. Sven, what were you?
You sneezed, buddy.
Six. Actually, a nat 1. All right, let me move people around real quick. 5. That 9 has to go down a lot further. All right, if you guys open the turn order, or it's auto open for you guys. I don't know. Gnomeface, you're up first. Oh, I muted myself. Oops. All right.
Yeah.
The 9 was on the top of the list. That had to get moved down. Not acceptable. Wonder why the different names didn't save. Anywho, so Gnomeface is first. With the nat 20.
Okay. I take it this yellow thing is the door.
That's the opening, yes.
Can I get through that even though Gale is kind of standing in the middle of it?
Yes, I'm going to say only one person can necessarily get, or it's enough for three people to get through it a turn.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is this the cart?
Yes.
6 is 30 feet, so that's where I'm going to go.
Once you get out, I can only hide for certain people. But from your vantage point, you can see that.
Okay, I shout that we have three trolls. I'm going to target, and I'm saying all of this. I shout, three trolls. I'm going to target the one to the northeast. We also have the one we can see through the door and one to the southwest. So that the people in the encampment can hear that and make their own turns. Since there are three trolls, I'm going to come out guns blazing. Because...
For perspective, only really Gale can hear you.
Okay, well, even if Gale can hear me, he can tell the people inside the tent. However, I'm just trying to spread information.
No, that's fair. I was just saying, with the walls and everything up and, like, the wind up here, like, that's only, like, and you're, like, around the corner, so.
Okay. That's fine. That's understandable. I'm good. Like I said, I'm coming out guns blazing. I'm not going to try to ease into this one because we got three trolls. So I'm going to do what I did to the skeleton. Casting train, two-handed cast with a firebolt.
All right, which one?
The original one? The one to the northeast.
Northeast? Okay.
Northeast.
Okay. I have to zoom down all the way. Scroll down all the way.
So split cast, cast two, casting drain, cast three, and I'm casting out of each hand. So that is 12.
How much MP is that, by the way?
20.
Okay, that sounds about right. I just said that is a lot of MP.
Yeah, that's about a fifth of my MP. A 22, an 8, another 22, a 23, a net 20, a 14, a 24, another 22, a 13, a 23, a 7, and 21.
Okay, 7 of them hit, the one you double the damage roll.
The nat 20 double the roll?
Yes.
So I'll roll 6 regular, and I'll just roll 7, and I'll double the first one. I don't really want to count.
The third one in.
Third one?
Okay. Fourth one. Sorry.
Fourth one.
The middle one.
20 plus firebolt is level 4, so it gets plus 4. And I don't have anything that increases my magic. Okay, so why did I roll d20s? God bless America, I need to roll d6s.
Yeah, you just that's wasted a lot another of damage. Nat 20.
Yeah, I know, right? I saw that. That's what made me think about it. 7d8 plus.
I think 4. That amount of damage should probably topple most things in this game.
Okay, the fourth one in is a nat 1, so that gets doubled to 2. So that brings that up to 30... It would bring it up to 31 minus the modifier, and then 4 times 7 is 28. So 31 plus 28 is 59 damage.
All right. You are hiding just behind the cart, and you unleash, you turn around and you unleash out of both hands a train of fireballs that. They're coming out of both hands, emitter, they split into two, and so, like, they're hitting the troll 4 at a time, just poof, 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 in a nice square pattern, just because, it gets hit hard, and takes it, like, it doesn't get knocked back, but, like, it, you notice that it hit it hard. Yeah.
Jeez.
Is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that's it for me. I did my movement and my action. I'm done.
All right, it's this troll's turn. So one, two, three. One, two, three. All right. He's right in your face, Gale. He doesn't have anything that can reach to hit you. But he's standing there and he's looking angry.
Right.
Okay. It's Tonya's turn.
It's not my turn and they haven't heard Gnome Face, but can I at least say anything before it's my turn?
I mean, I'll allow like a sentence.
Three trolls. One to the north.
Too much.
East.
It's not that coming.
Three trolls is
probably all you're gonna get.
You could have said Gnome Face said there's three trolls out here, and I would have allowed that. But yeah, you shout out to them like, there's three trolls.
Yeah, that's all I can do. Three trolls.
Who's
in these turns? I am gonna actually go put my son in the shower, so I will be right back.
Oh boy!
All right, which one of you want to do Tonya's turn?
Okay, well, I want Tonya to support me because I have plans for everybody else. So if I'm able to do so, I would have her be ready to support me and shoot this troll to the southeast.
Sure. We'll call it southeast. At her current position, she's probably going to have to roll over like a 25 because to avoid both you and Sven and make it through the doorway and then hit the troll from her current location.
I mean, can't she just move and then shoot? It'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You can control her.
Okay. Well, no, I can't, actually.
You should be able to.
I can't click on anything other than my knights. And me.
Sven, are you able to move her?
No.
All right. So one forward, one down, and two forward?
Yeah. And she should have a clear path.
Yeah.
Do you want the knife for spreading?
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, and then when she's there, there shouldn't be anybody in her way, so she shouldn't have any problems. Knight's kind of off to her side, but he's diagonal. So.
No, she's fine. I was just saying, like, if she was staying put, like, that's a super hard shot she's going to have to make.
No, I wouldn't do that. So I want her to do... Ooh, does her charge shot have... hold on. Let me look at her modifiers. Does she go off of agility for a hit?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have her activate her charge shot and prepare to take a shot. Because there's something I want to do, and hopefully I'm not going to be in her way when I do it.
Okay, so Tonya, you know, kind of meanders her way through Sven, who's rotated sideways or rotated on an angle. She meanders her way through, gets to a clear shot, and, you know, kind of squats down, pulls back, and starts to, and is holding her shot. As that is happening, you start to see the arrow start to glow. It's pretty dull. But you can tell it's getting brighter.
Good.
With a nice, like, blue aura.
Very nice.
All right. One, two, three, four. Yeah, six. All right, knight number one.
Okay, I would like him to assist Gnome Face.
Okay.
Just based on my first impressions of the scenario, and I'm just going off of what I first saw from the trolls. This isn't based on anything anybody did just yet. So I just want them to assist Gnome Face.
So move forward, over, and back two.
If one. Is that the only way out? Is the yellow the only way out?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, if need be.
Okay, he can go that far.
Okay, yes. Get as close to no face as possible. Get ready to back him up. He's on his own out there.
He does that.
All right.
All right, it's Bruce's turn.
Okay, I want him to attack the troll to the south.
One, two, three, four. Okay, he can get here, and that's squeezing past you. It gets a little tight, and he kind of like bumps you as he's going past, but he gets down there.
And if unable to... Next to the troll, so. Actually, he is in attacking range, so I only need him to draw the aggro of one troll right now. So instead of taunting, I'll just have him attack with this sweep attack. Shield spin. So that's
kind of a waste. But...
I mean, he could taunt.
Or he could just attack with his hammer.
He has a hammer attack?
He has a hammer.
Yeah, his normal attack. That's his non-ability attack.
Oh, I was just looking at his ability list. What's the damage on that? Double. Plus one?
Probably... I'd have to look at the sheet.
D10 or a D12?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like a club. Club, a battle axe around that area.
Yeah, I was not... Didn't take that into consideration. I'm going to... Roll hit and damage on his single attack damage.
Okay. Well, double attack?
Yep.
Okay, so it's strength plus his proficiency, which should be a 2.
So it's plus 6. Okay. 22 for the first one. 16 for the second.
They both hit.
Nice. And that damages. It simply states plus one. So is that...
That's an extra D10? Plus one. That's an a modification he has to his hammer.
Is that D8 plus strength plus hammer damage? All right.
Wait, what?
Is it D8 plus his strength plus the plus one?
Yes. Right. Yeah, the plus one is just like the sharpening that you had.
He deals 17 damage.
That was...
With his double attack.
You rolled a D10, right?
Oh, no, I rolled D8. I thought his hammer was a D8.
No, because it was equivalent to like a battle axe.
Alright, I shall reroll.
Or great axe. Oh, wait, no, you're right, D8, never mind. Oh. Battle axe is only a D8.
Okay. So that's two attacks. So
17.
All right. Yep, okay. 17 damage.
He does 17 to this troll. Oh, he has a hammer. Okay, that doesn't count. Okay.
He is a tank, and it's not like it costs MP to do that, so... It's not bad damage if you take that into consideration.
No, I was just verifying that it was bludgeoning and not slashing.
Oh, okay.
All right, Gail, you're finally up.
All right. Well, I'm going to... One second. Going to... I know the onion Flying. Oh, that's not a good idea. I'm just going to run up and try to grapple this guy.
Okay, it is a giant creature. FYI.
I know. This is why I'm not trying to do anything flourishy, like drop kicking him before trying to go into a grapple. I'm just trying to focus on grappling.
Okay, I mean, it's still going to be a -2 to your grapple.
That's fine. This is my focus, to pin this thing down. And Tonya can get her shot in. That's my plan. Alright, my grapple is +3 to grapple checks. Are my grapple checks based on strength? Or agility?
I thought they were agility. What did we agree to? No, I thought it was agility.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was agility too. I just wanted to clarify. So +3. That's +8. Yeah, it was agility. We were doing +8 mods on my last attack tryout. And since I have a -2, I'll just do a +6. Ooh, I roll a 10.
You do not successfully grapple.
May I reattempt a grapple, maybe activate rebalance to do so?
Sure.
All right. I activate rebalance and reattempt grapple. Not great. 11.
Still not enough.
Okay, so I'm basically just ran up to the troll and just stood in front of it, floundered about, touched its leg. Trying to look for a place to grasp. Nothing's quite right. This is very awkward. I'm just like groping about this giant troll monster. That's my turn.
All right. It's Bartholomew's turn then. You haven't even moved your character.
Oh, right.
And you also have a -7 to HP.
Yeah, that was from Gnome Face. Okay, for Bartholomew, I want to join Bruce to the south and aid him in taking down that troll.
Okay. He can get in. Do you want him in front of the troll? Like this?
Yeah. I definitely want him at least blockading the troll's path. I don't want any of them to have a clear route back into the camp.
FYI, if either of you other two have a better idea for any of these characters, you can chime in. The other characters are more for a group collaborative effort than just Gale ordering them around.
Not that. I mean, yeah. I'd be down, but I don't think they heard Gnome Face.
No, I'm just saying, like, the non-specific characters to you guys are just your helpers. So. All right, Gale's there.
All right, Bartholomew's there, actually.
Bartholomew.
And I want him to, well, he's got a sweep, so I don't know if that's better damage than a single attack damage. What does he got? Bow staff, double attack with +2 hit.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Assuming he's got
D6.
All right. / R 2d20 plus 6. 24 and a 19.
22 and 19, and they both hit.
Good. I'm bad at math, but good. And he deals... How much damage is a bow staff?
D6.
D6.
Wait.
Off of agility?
Isn't he... Yeah, we'll go with D6.
Alright. Is damage based off of agility or strength?
He's a monk, so you pick whichever one's higher.
Good. He deals 15 damage.
Alright. That happens.
Not bad. That's his turn.
Right. It's this troll's turn. To the one to the northeast, and he's gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and he's kind of like in your face, gnome face. Are you there?
Gnome face. Man bear.
Yeah, what's up?
You're up.
You have a troll right in your face.
Oh, okay. Do I get an attack of opportunity or am I getting attacked?
No, you have some space in between, but he walked right up in front of you. He's 10 feet away because he's 2 squares away, or he's the second square away. But I was just telling you that he's right in your face.
Okay.
It's night number 2.
Okay. I want. Is that the one closer or further from Gnome Face?
That's the one who's in the corner between Colton and Tonya.
Okay, yeah. I want to come out and assist Gnome Face.
I thought the other one's assisting Gnome Face.
Well, I kind of want both knights to assist Gnome Face, while I want Sven and Tonya to assist me.
Okay.
This was my plan.
Okay.
The best plan, I don't know. If any of you guys want to change it, feel free.
Gnome Face looks like he could use the help.
Yeah, that's why I'm throwing the knights at him.
Why do I need help? I just blew this guy to Kingdom Come. He's probably half dead already.
You're also alone, and you're a glass cannon. And you don't actually know how many hit points he has.
Okay, I am not a glass cannon. Thank you very much. That is frequency. Gnome Face can take a hit.
You can dodge a hit. You can't take a hit.
I have an AC of 18.
That's what I'm saying.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, he can get there. He can get...
That's fine.
Between the other knight and the troll that you attacked, which was the southeast troll.
That's perfectly fine.
But he had to be careful and sneak past Colton, because he didn't want to disturb Tonya. And then he crossed in front of Tonya. It kind of scared her. Scared him. That arrow is glowing pretty bright by now.
Ooh, shit. Can I have him roll? I'm just hoping Tonya didn't lose too much concentration. I'm not going to do anything.
You're making stuff up. She's fine.
All right.
She only has one thing on her mind, and that's loose this arrow at that troll.
That's all I want.
Okay. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so 2, 4. Okay. It's Colton's turn.
Oh, I want him to back up. I want him to back up, get behind like a rock or something, just get to the back of the encampment.
Oh, is that
okay? Maybe do it. Gnome Face?
What?
Did you say something?
Yeah, I said I imagine he's going to hide in the corner.
That's exactly what I want him to do.
He does that.
That's Colton?
Yeah.
I thought Colton was the face with the circle around it.
Yeah. No, that's Sven. You do not know the people who are traveling with you? This is Colton. No,
Sven! I thought Sven was the... I didn't zoom in, but I thought Sven was the individual with the... actual full body.
Hey, I let him pick his own tokens, so.
Pick that up with Sven. He doesn't have a full body. He's got, you know, it's a little guy.
Okay.
And you imagine the fight.
This whole time, I thought Colton was the head with the sphere around it. Okay. Anyways, good. Colton, hide in the back.
Okay. Sven, it's your turn.
Okay.
If you have no objections, I want you to help me with my troll. Maybe slow it down or something for Tonya.
Sure, you're good at it.
I don't think there's a whole lot of movement I want to do. I can probably go to here so I have an easier shot.
You're dangerously close. I think you're blocking Tonya.
Oh, I'm going to move back as soon as I'm done shooting.
Oh, okay.
It's just one of those, like, peek over there, twang twang, and then duck back. I don't want to be out there. And,
I'm not a chess player that once you lift your hand, you're done.
How about one of those vulnerability arrows?
Okay.
That sounds nice.
What does it do?
So the target, once hit, has to make a DC 16 con save, or else they take 1.25 times damage from subsequent attacks. So whenever anyone hits it, it does extra damage.
That actually is perfect.
Save is repeated at the beginning of the next turn, and it'll last 3 rounds. Assuming, you know, it keeps failing the saves. Let me try and hit. It's,
We'll see.
Very gambly, but sounds awesome.
Does a 16 hit?
It does.
Four mana.
You have a double attack on that, right?
I do. So the second one is just going to be a regular arrow.
Okay. Thank you for specifying that.
For 23. Does a 16 hit?
They both hit.
Yeah, okay. They both hit.
So I roll a DC of 20?
Yeah, DC 16 con save. I'll roll the first damage, which is... Oh yeah, I'm a little fella, so that's going to be...
It passed.
Ah. Okay, well...
With a 24.
For a total of 15 damage. Yikes. Okay, and then I duck back over here.
Oh, I forgot you can move the characters using your arrow keys.
I didn't know you could do that.
Holy shit, that's nuts.
Wow, that's neat.
That is really cool.
That helps with, you know, you can only move 6 squares. Alright. You said that was it for your turn?
Yep. I was kind of wish I had gone for 2 of those arrows. Shit. Alright.
I have to use... Okay. No face. Roll a d20. Yep. Roll a perception check. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna move there. I wanna target him with one hand and him with the other hand.
Oh.
So for the guy to the north, Let's see. 9, 12, 9, 21, 18, 16.
The last three hit.
Uh, 28 damage.
Okay.
And for the guy in front of Gale, Seven, and another nat 20.
Okay, the five of them hit. The second and the last one are double damage roll.
Yep. So that's 7 plus 6 is 13, plus 5 is 18, plus 5 is 23, plus 14 is 28, plus 20 is 48 damage to the one in front of Gale. And then I'm going to use my battle meditation, so plus 4. For my MP. Oh, a D4 for my MP.
So bonus of 20. But 21. 31. 37. 57. The last ones are 7.
Yeah, it's doubled because of my nat 20.
Yeah, but you only added like 3. You went from 23 to 28.
I must have, my math must have been bad. And then plus 1 MP for my battle meditation.
All right. So once you moved here and looked back, you saw that.
Ah, fucks me.
That's why I had you roll perception. If you rolled high enough, you would have saw it passively, but you were distracted. Get it. So. All right. Ow. Heart. Okay. Is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Gale, you're getting assaulted.
Makes sense.
Oh. Okay. So a 18. A 15 and a 19
hits.
18 doesn't hit.
No, I have an AC of 19.
All right,
it's on my character sheet.
Yeah, I gave you have the monk's bonus.
Could be plus 20 if I activated modify ability for agility. But it's 19 right now.
You take 5 damage.
Oh no. Okay.
Alright. Alright, it's Tonya's turn. Jeez, but who's been sitting there for the full turn holding that arrow? It's literally bright blue aura just surrounding it. It's just a glowing, like, energy dart. And she looses it right at the troll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Actually, I want to modify the hit to that. Just only roll damage, because it's going to hit, but, like...
And the damage for that is...
What, 48?
Four times her base damage. Or at least four times the damage of an attack.
So 48.
Alright. Let me roll. That's a gallon of milk that you're carrying home. If I win today, I am down to get you far. No mods? That's a 16. I'm thinking Phoenix flavors. So
first I start roasted red pepper that I grab. And I grab the sugar. What's your agility?
Plus 5, so that would be...
This one goes 36. Down.
It goes down?
Yeah, the... As she looses what looks like a bolt of energy, and it just, you see this bright like blue cylinder just shoot straight through from her bow and go right through the troll.
Yes, excellent. I mean, I didn't do anything, but still, that's great.
Okay.
Good job, Tonya. I shoot my hand in the air. I shout to her.
All right. So it's this troll's turn. Roll d4. All right, he's attacking Bruce. 3d20 plus 7. Oh, Jesus. 11, 11, and a natural 20.
Well, one of the hits. That attack's a bit concerning, actually.
What is his... Oh, yeah, he doesn't get a bonus. So it's literally just him and his plate mail. So I think it's a 16. Yeah. Plus 4. All right, it's 14 damage to Bruce.
Hey, gnome face. Sandwiches multiple layers. What? When Bruce was with you, didn't he pass an AC check of 19?
Fuck if I know.
Too late now.
Yeah, never mind. Too late. I'm trying to save Bruce from a...
Doesn't matter now. That was old Bruce. This is new Bruce.
All right.
It's Bruce 2.0.
All right, it's knight number one. Which is that one. This one. The one closest to the troll. Gnomeface, can you move any of the NPCs?
I think I can move all of them.
All right, you're moving them for now on. Because neither one of the other two apparently can move them.
Either that or they're just lazy.
I can move my knights. I see where the control... Okay, yeah,
I can move my knights as well.
Okay,
they were just lazy.
Everybody can move my knights. I guess I'm not special. But I can't move anybody else.
That's on you. They have the same settings as the knights. But yeah, it's knight number one's turn.
Okay, well. I want them to move in on... Did this troll just get messed up?
I've been messing him up for a while.
Okay.
I'm honestly surprised he ain't dead yet.
I want knight number one to move in for the attack.
All right. Is it attacking?
Is it moving? I don't know what his modifiers are. Oh, yeah. He'll get right up here, I guess. I don't know if he can move between that yellow block and that troll.
Yeah, he's fine.
All right.
He's just running from the cart.
I don't know what his modifiers are. He doesn't have a character sheet.
Oh. Just do a plus. He has a plus one to all ability scores that I've been doing. He's a knight in training. He's pretty much worthless. He's an NPC.
Very, very fun to hear. He rolls a 13 for hit.
Misses. Wow, I think that's the first miss that you guys have had since we started the battle.
Can he attack twice in one turn, or is that it?
No, he has a double attack.
All right. All right. 12.
Oh, I almost spoke too soon. Yeah, he misses both his attacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good job. That's his turn.
All right, it's Bruce's turn. Brucey's time to shine.
Same thing as before. Just attack it. No need to draw aggro. Not currently. Best just to get the job done with and kill this thing. So I'll have him attack twice with this double attack. Modifiers for that. Sorry, I have to keep going back to the pages to try and recall what those are. Plus one. And plus four. So that's,
first you complain it didn't make character sheets for them. Now you complain that you have to move around the pages.
I'm not complaining. I'm explaining why I'm taking so long.
I don't care.
In regards to taking so long, after this turn order, we might have to call it for the night.
That's fair.
Okay, so 21 for his first hit and 9 for his second.
21 hits.
All right, cool. And he deals 4 on a plus on D10, right?
D8, wasn't it? Yeah, D8.
He deals 8 damage with the attack that lands. Yeah. And that'll be his turn.
Heal you up next.
Okay. Do I notice that troll creeping in from the north?
You have no vision of it. You don't see anything.
Right. There's no chance I could use passive perception.
Nope. It's on the other, completely other side of the building.
No, okay. I can see Gnome Face look in that direction and go, oh shit.
That's actually a pretty good question.
Do I see Gnome Face looking in that direction and go, oh shit?
Gnome Face only noticed it after he moved, looked backwards, and attacked both people, so he didn't have a chance to react to it.
I'm completely oblivious. Understood. I'm going to help Bruce kill this gnome. Rush in. I mean, troll. I'm going to help Bruce kill this troll.
He's still
Bruce.
Salty about the spark bolt to the back.
Bruce and Bartholomew. I'm going to walk over and do Flurry of Strikes. I'm ignorant of the troll to the north. I wouldn't do this otherwise. So anyways, this is my attack. 2 attacks. A deal. My standard unarmed strike. I attack twice, right?
If you're attacking with your fist without using an ability, you get a double attack.
Okay, well, I'm doing Flurry of Strikes, so that's 2d6 and then another 2d6 with minus 2 to hit. Okay. And everybody has a different interpretation of what that is. One chef will be checking out. Again, not the fastest, so bear with me.
I'm holding it against you.
You know, it's always in the back of my head, because I take so long to type this stuff out.
I enabled the macros for that exact reason.
Yeah, I should make macros for this.
You were talking about it like all session last session.
Well, I made macros for one move, and I haven't used it. One move, one sequence of moves, actually. Okay, that's.
I remember when Knurvishlurgan showed you it. The next session, you literally talked for like 10 minutes about it. You're like, I'm going to set up for everything.
I talked for 1 minute about it.
No, it was 10 minutes.
Anywho. They both miss. And then my flurry.
7 and a, or a 12 and a 7 both miss. No, a 10 and a 7.
My flurry of strikes, one lands.
Technically, all four of them count are considered the flurry of strikes.
Seriously?
It's a 4 hit attack.
I thought it was just a second 2.
No, but you get the bonus one on it. You get the bonus well, 2. It's 6, isn't it?
Is it it's, plus 6?
No, it's 6 hits.
Oh, 2 for one hand, 2 for the other, and then 2 for the last hits?
The bow thing is like you get 1 for each hand for the first attack, 1 for each hand for the second attack, and the flurry of strikes like uses
adds two more to it. But you get a minus two to your hit to them.
So that's four hits, right?
Well, six total. If you, yeah. You've only hit once so far.
Oh, two for each hand plus two extra is six total, yes.
You have to roll two more times for hit. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'll do plus three then.
Is your normal, or your normal is a plus five? Okay, that doesn't change the outcome of those ones.
16.
All right, you've hit twice, and you've had two nat ones, so I'm giving it to you for that last one. You've hit twice.
That's 2d6 plus five. A 10 and a 8. 18 damage.
Okay. I accidentally hit F5 and reloaded the map, so that's cool.
Oh, wait, I have night gloves on. Oh, that doesn't change anything. That just turns them into D8s. I already rolled. It's my damage, 18 damage.
All right. Is that for your turn?
That's it for my turn.
It is Bartholomew's turn.
Beat it up. His double attack.
Oh, that's a nice looking monk right there.
Hit.
My god, he's gigantic.
Slash R. 2d 20 plus 7. He's going to do his double attack.
His normal bow staff attack?
Yep.
Yeah. A 24 and a 18, they both hit.
Right, and then he's going to deal 2d 8 plus 5. Is it d6? I think, okay, it might be d6. He deals 7 plus 6.
13? Oof.
13 damage.
Had me scared there for a second.
I mean, this troll's been getting wailed on. Bruce has got this.
That's what I'm just said you had me scared for a second.
Scared about? What are you worried about? My team's got this, don't worry.
Okay. So it's the troll who's right next to the cart in Knight 1. He's going to attack the knight. What's full plate mail? Is it up the plus 6 to the AC?
Going by Bruce, who's only got like an AC of 13 on his character sheet, I have no clue.
No, Bruce has like a 16. He is the same as the knights, because he has no agility. But generally, the knights should have a higher.
Well, in that case, 16 sounds about right.
No pace.
Yeah.
What's plate mail AC?
Plus 4.
Really? It's only just plus 4?
But mine is. Mine is also fitted plate mail, though, so I don't know if that gave me a plus 1.
I guess, because it technically full plate mail reduces your AC by 2. I guess they only have 14.
If you follow standard D&D rules, then yes, you would be correct. But when we set this up, you weren't following those rules. Which is probably why my AC is so high.
Well, you have fitted plate mail, so I took away the AC or the dex penalty.
Oh.
Because you paid for it. Okay, so they're only a 14. Okay, fine. I thought they were plus 6, or plate mail was plus 6. Sorry. 3d20 plus 7s. All right. So a 24. a 16, and a 19. I'm pretty sure they all hit your...
Sounds like they all hit my poor knight.
I mean, you're the one who left him out there by himself. Actually, no, you're
not. He saw, like, a 3-foot person taking on a troll by himself. He's a knight, you know? It's his instinct to come in and help.
20 total, so I don't feel like doing math. Okay, 35 damage to the knight.
That's not great.
I mean, it got hit by the troll ends up slashing twice, and then it just bites down on its arm. It was brutal.
Gosh, I wish we had the Wilhelm scream unstock.
I mean, you could always just recreate it. It's nice too, but turn, by the way.
He's seeing his fellow knight in danger. I'm sure it's his instinct to come in and help. Unless he sees a troll to the north, but I'm sure he wants to help his buddy anyways. So he's going to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Comes in and strikes. So 2 attacks with a +1 to hit.
Oh, I know why I was saying +6. It's because normally full plate mail, you have a shield too, and the shield adds like +2, right? +2 or +3, depending on the size of shield. Right, AC.
That makes a lot of sense. I can see why
something,
that would
something like that. So a 6 and a 17. The 17 hits.
And is he dealing a D6 or a D8 with this sword?
It's a standard longsword. I was trying, okay?
Feel like merits a D8.
D8. A 19-20 crit. Times 2. 14 damage.
Yep.
No, reroll.
Oh.
You rolled a D6 plus 8 plus 1.
Oh, I didn't notice I did that.
Shame. That's the equivalent of a cock die.
I was probably thinking D8, and then instead of like getting rid of that, I just rolled 6.
Alright, you do 7 damage to the troll.
Hey, go knight.
It is now Colton's turn. Actually, for the sake of it, it's the troll's turn. The one to the north. He walks forward, and he ends up swinging down and smashing through the wall.
That's not great.
With his club. I mean, it's not. But it happened.
Damn.
Alright. Colton's turn.
Is Bartholomew inside the camp?
He's down here by the fighting that other troll.
Okay, somebody moves his...
Well, obviously Colton poops his drawers.
Obviously.
Just straight up poops him.
Yeah. And maybe hides behind somebody who's got some hit points. Sven and Tonya, they look fairly sturdy.
I mean, he could just run to the other side of the fort. That's what you had him do last time.
The halfling and the archer look sturdy, huh?
Sturdier than Colton.
How about next time you guys don't have a conversation about what's going on in the middle of a circle and closing you guys in?
Okay, I want him to run over here into this corner of the encampment and try to do stealth. Look for some bush or something.
There's nothing there. It's flat. Which was funny, because when you guys were talking about, like, but let's put the goat up here and let's hide, I was going to ask you where you're going to hide, because the entire thing is flat. So I kind of wanted to play that out, but, like, you guys couldn't hide anywhere.
Well, I wasn't even talking about doing it on the patio. Like I said, I wanted to go look for the troll cave.
Yeah, on there I would have given you some. But like at the time that the trolls were going to come, like you would have been here, so.
I want Colton to do his best ground impression and blend in with the train.
Playing games.
He fails.
But you can stay up until I get in bed, so.
Alright,
think Sven.
Where's your medicine? Daddy has medicine for you down here. Where is it?
Okay, so now, am I mistaken? Or is there a sunroof in this thing now?
Well, there was a hole in the middle in case you guys had a campfire that the smoke could go out. Now there's okay, more of an
aftermarket sunroof.
Yeah, now it's more of a like entire. It goes down to the ground on one side. The other side, it like was broken. This one is just a straight line. Well, and now there's a giant thing standing in the way. But yeah.
Okay, that's less than ideal. Yeah, let me try that, vulnerability arrow. Am I able to get two of those off?
Yes. At the cost of, you have to take MP twice, but yeah.
Okay.
Might be double invulnerability?
No, they don't stack, it's just twice the saves.
He has to declare a weak. He has to declare that he's using one before he attack before he rolls hit, so just in case he misses the one. And yeah, like you said, they could will a con save the first one but fail the second one.
That is one hit and one hits, miss,
and
well,
14 misses.
Here's hoping. I'll roll damage in the meantime.
Oh yeah, I have to roll for that one. A 14. Okay. It is now vulnerable.
So that's 7 damage taken before the vulnerability.
Yep. What color do you want?
Purple.
Yeah, purple. Purple is vulnerability now.
Oh, right on.
Cool.
I hate this. Oh, by the way, guys, I've been looking at this new or this some people are creating like it's like DM Hub or something. And it's supposed to have like the same features of Roll20 with like the dynamic lighting. I don't know, it might be one that like you'd install on your computer or something. Like it's not a web-based or browser-based, like it's pretty much like the pro version of like Roll20, just better. But I think you install it on your computer. So I was gonna look into it.
Link it to us if it looks promising.
I saw it a while ago. I'm just gonna have to look at it again. Alright. Do a favor and put like a fill of purple on the vulnerability so that we remember that one's vulnerability.
Sure.
Or next to it, one of the two. And then okay, so the takes 7 damage for vulnerability. Alright, is that going to be the end of your turn?
I would like to head outside of the tent because that... Oh, and he's moving. Okay, well, I'm going to head 1, 2, 3? Yeah, I'm going to go there.
Okay.
So I don't want to be trapped in a tin can with this thing.
That is fair.
Alright, and that is my turn.
Alright. So at the light that the troll created, where he busts through the camp wall, or fortified camp wall, we are going to call it there for the night. Everyone woke up in the day and was ready to hunt some trolls, and amongst their conversations and making noise, the trolls end up finding them first. So join us next time as we see how this battle ends, because everyone was kind of shocked at what happened, and they have a lot of trolls to deal with. So
it won't be too many for too long. I'm pretty powerful. flex my gnome muscles.
You're the one who killed the last one, right?
No.
No, the archer killed her.
Oh,
I weakened him, though.
Okay.
I softened him up.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll figure that out next time. So, yeah, if you want to keep up to date, I post on my Twitter, at Bork_17. If you want to send us fan mail, it's aedndbork@gmail.com. I think it is. Otherwise, catch us next week. It will be Sunday. Not this coming up Sunday, but the Sunday after that, as I will be gone next weekend. Any other things?
Instead of
having comment on YouTube.
Yes, the normal subscribe, rate, review, like, all that good stuff. Gail, give us some parting words as the leader of this escort mission, apparently.
Although we planned an ambush, we were the ones who were ambushed. Next time, our group must be more vigilant, such as the Knight's Decree.
I swear to God, Gail is going to meet some electric eels on purpose next time.
That was excellent. But, all right, I will talk to y'all later.
Okay.
Talk to y'all later,
everybody.